It's here and now, and let's get more reaction now to President Obama's State of the Union address from Senator John Thune, Republican of South Dakota. He joins us from Washington. Senator Thune, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
So the president said the shadow of crisis has passed and the State of the Union is strong. Do you agree with that?
Well, look, I mean, I think we've weathered a lot of adversity, there are some good things happening out there, but we're a long ways from out of the woods. There's an awful lot of, in terms of domestic policy, the economy, foreign policy, the world continues to be a very dangerous place, and you can just pick up the newspaper today or any other day and see that. So there's a lot of work ahead of us. I think the president in a State of the Union speech always likes to tout his accomplishments, but it's a far cry from where we need to be. And I hope that he'll be willing to work with the Congress in the months ahead in order to put policies in place that will make America stronger and safer and more prosperous.
What about economically? How are your constituents in South Dakota doing right now? Are they, as the president said, doing much better than obviously 5 years ago, 6 years ago during the crisis?
Well, I think one of the things that the president, you know, points out is that the unemployment rate is down. True, but the what they call the labor participation rate, which is a number of people who are working as a percentage of those who could be, is the lowest level in 36 years. And in fact, if the lower labor participation rate was today what it was when the president took office, the unemployment rate today would be 9.9%. That's how many people have dropped out of the labor force. So, and I think the other thing that you know gets lost in all this is wage levels are really flat. In fact, median household income's down about $3,000 from the time the president took office. So I guess the point is, even though you can look statistically and say, yes, things seem to be improving, which is great, there are still a lot of people who aren't feeling it. Now,
so do you think then that the middle class needs the help that the president is proposing?
Well, I think the middle class always needs help. You know, our focus, the Republican majority, is to create jobs, grow the economy, and a stronger middle class with better wages, better paying jobs. But I think the way you get there will be a difference of opinion about that. The president last night laid out a prescription that involves an awful lot of government. It's a lot of higher taxes, more spending, and a lot more programs that he wants to launch. It was a very ambitious but a very expensive agenda. And I think most of us believe that the best way to get the middle class lifted in this country is by a vibrant, growing economy that is creating better paying jobs. And what kind of policies can we put out there that would accomplish that?
Well, what kind of policies would you like to put out there as Republicans to accomplish that, besides doing what the president is talking about, which is basically to raise taxes on the wealthy in order to pay for some of these programs you're talking about and lower taxes on the middle class?
You know, my view, Jeremy, is that instead of the president's idea, basically, is to take from some, give to others, essentially, you know, redistribute the pie. I think you want to make the pie bigger. And the way you do that is you've got to have pro-growth policies, policies that will grow the economy and create those better-paying jobs. What is that? Well, that's a tax reform that lowers rates, makes us more competitive in the global marketplace, a trade policy, trade bill. The president did talk about that last night. That's an area where I think there's some common ground where we can work with him. Lessening the heavy hand and cost of regulation in the economy, which is really having a chilling effect on investment and job creation. And, you know, and lower energy costs, which right now we're benefiting from because of fuel prices. But I think that, you know, keeping the cost of healthcare, energy, education down, creating those better paying jobs that are raising wages for people in this country, and that some of the things that I mentioned, I think that we need to do to get there. I think it's a very different way of reaching that ultimate goal than what the president laid out last night. And frankly, I mean, I a lot of people, particularly on his side of the aisle, probably agree with a lot of those things, but it was a very government-heavy speech about the things that government can do for you rather than, okay, if we get the right policies in place and the free enterprise system and free markets and economic freedom in this country, I think that it would really unleash a lot of economic growth, and that ultimately is the way to lift all the boats.
Well, you've talked about wages. What do you think about his idea of raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour? He talked about the idea that at the current minimum wage, you might have a family living on $15,000 a year, which is not easy.
Well, and people can't do that. You know, Tart, you can't live on that. But, you know, the other thing is you can't live on zero. And, you know, the one thing the Congressional Budget Office and everybody else who's studied it has said is that the president's proposal on minimum wage would cost us up to 1 million jobs. People are going to lose jobs as a result of that. And I've talked to both Republican and Democrat small business owners in my home state of South Dakota who pointed out that their ability to hire workers really is, you know, when you start raising that, you raise the cost, that gets translated all the way through the food chain. And the other thing I guess I would say about that is I would prefer really that be a state issue. The state of South Dakota had that on the ballot this year, and it was raised. People voted to raise it. And rather than having, you know, a sort of a one-size-fits-all solution coming out of Washington, D.C.
Did you support that raise in South Dakota?
Well, I wasn't in favor of it in South Dakota either because, again, one of the things that we talked about, as I heard from a lot of the small businesses across the state, is the impact it was going to have ultimately on jobs. But, you know, I think that the people of South Dakota spoke on that issue. It was an issue that was decided at the state level, and I think that's a more appropriate place to have that discussion rather than having Washington, D.C. decide that for states. I mean, every state's different, and the economies of the states are different. Obviously, we're a lot of small businesses in South Dakota, and, you know, anytime you put these things in place, these mandates by the government, it does have, they're not without consequence. There is an effect that comes with that. And in many cases, it means fewer jobs, and that's not good for anybody.
Let me ask you about foreign policy. The president said he wants Congress to authorize the use of force against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Right now, the administration is relying on the authorization for the use of military force that was passed back in 2001 after the 9/11 attacks. Would you vote for a new authorization?
Well, yeah, depending on what it looked like. I mean, I think that we probably need to update it. And I frankly believe that he has the authority based on that original authorization to do what he's doing now. But I think that it's a different time. You know, the political consensus in the country is probably different, and it's probably time for us to have that discussion and have that vote again. But I hope the president will send something up that lays out a plan, lays out a strategy for how we're going to win, how we're going to degrade and destroy ISIS and other terrorist threats out there. And, you know, so far, that's not something he's done. But I think that he indicated last night he believes we need to do that, and I hope that he'll send us a plan.
Senator John Thune, Republican from South Dakota. And are you running for president, Senator?
No, I am not.
Definitely not? Not going to happen?
Well, Jeremy, I always tell people you never say never in politics. I didn't think I'd be doing what I'm doing today. But right now I'm focused on my work in the Senate.
All right. John Thune, thank you so much.
All right. Good being with you. Thanks.